Yes?
Senator Russell on 9-1.
I talked to that president. I have not talked to you since then, have I?
No, sir.
I told him that the manned mission was taking off within 30 minutes, that it included some of my most trusted advisors, including Mann and Cy Vance and Harry McPherson, that it was a good group, that he must bear in mind that the enemies of both of us were exploiting this thing, that he immediately said that he wanted to revise all of our agreements, and that would have to be done. I told him that we couldn't get into that, that I wanted to get the facts of what happened, that I understood this occurred on soil that we had in our area, that...
That's something we just should emphasize at every stage of the proceedings.
That these were students and that I wanted to get the facts on it, and I didn't want it to be an excuse. I didn't want people to have to use these methods in order to, violent methods, in order to work out agreeable arrangements, that I appreciated what he had done to ask for quiet, that I was asking our people to do the same, but that these men could go into the factual situation with him and make a report, but I was cold and hard and tough as hell this is concerned. And I went back in and told our group here that I thought we had to remember that a week ago, two or three weeks ago, I had to tell them in Bolivia I'd send whatever aid I needed in there to make them release one of our people there. A few days earlier, they had someone else locked up some other place, and I was damn tired of attacking our flag and our embassy and our USIS every time somebody got a little emotional outburst. And
I'm so pleased.
They better watch it.
That's so. I'm so pleased. Now you. That's a great president. That's a man to go down in history.
Now I just want you to know that, and this group has gone, and Martin will be coming back tomorrow, but the old man finally said, well, he's glad to be talking to a man that has taken some action. And I said, well, he'll be there. And I think Cy Vance will be pretty tough, too.
Well, that fellow O'Mara down there is a pretty good man.
Well, he's had to order his people to start shooting again.
Yes? Well, that's all right. They've got to be shooting at them. You can't expect our people to stand there and be killed not far back.
Well, I mean, it's
not anywhere in the world.
I'm not trying to unjustify it or justify it. I'm just saying it's a hot... Hot as a firecracker.
I realize it is.
All right.
I realize it is, but it's wholly a mental state as far as we're concerned, and a national image so far as the United Nations is concerned, and I think we can protect both.
Well, I think the position that ought to be on the hill is we ought to be careful what we say, but for God's sakes, if we say anything, say we did right and acting promptly to send some the ablest men we got down there. Now, they tell me that everybody in Latin America scared of this fellow man. They highly regard him because he's a tough guy. He's not the regular.
Well, I hope he is. I think he's much tougher than the ones we've had, and he's held a velvet glove, but I hope he has his little iron fingers under it.
Well, I think he does.
Well, I'm counting on that.
I don't know, but that's my judgment of him, and I think Cy Vance is a pretty straight-laced fellow.
Well, he's a practical man. He's a practical man.
And McNamara doesn't act to me like he goes as much as these State Department policies. He's the only one stayed with me on Indonesia. Now, we got it down from 35 million to 15 million, and I refused to go on to 15 million, and they say, well, I'm going to pull out and break away and cause us not to have any relations at all, and we can't move away from the table if we expect to bet on the pot. And so now I turned it all down, though, and concluded that that Bobby Kennedy would have to give us the legal opinion on whether this stuff in the pipeline.
It's not going to let that thing's cool for a while. The Russians can't get in that happen.
Whether this money in the pipeline constituted a violation of the Act of Congress. I don't think it does. You see, Republican put a prohibition in there unless I made a finding it was in the national interest.
Yeah.
So they want me to make the finding, and I put it off on the theory that I haven't made any new allocations, and that all that's going to them was in the pipeline.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't stop that without going out there and sinking the ships. And now I'm going to send Bobby Kennedy to Indonesia and just let him put it right in his lap.
Well, tell him to be tough, too.
Well, I think he will.
Like he was in Los Angeles.
Well, he wasn't so tough last time he saw Sukarno. He took away from the Dutch and gave Sukarno, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did.
But I think he's, I think I'll just put it in his lap. Don't you think so?
Well, it's subject to your final decision, of course. You can't afford.
Oh, no, but I mean, just let him go out there first. Let him determine it's legal for me to do this. And
yes.
Number two, let him go out there and have whatever row it is with Sukarno.
I think that's fine.
Because I don't think you can get any good out of Sukarno.
No, I don't either.
I don't trust him. I don't think he's any good.
No, he isn't. Not at all.
But if we're going to have a break, I'll just let him break it.
That's it. That's exactly right.
All right, goodbye.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Bye.